BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, this is awesome. No, awesome just doesn't hack it. Oh, I've just missed this place so much.
You tend to forget how gorgeous it is when you're here the whole time. Mm. I expect you found that when you came back from university, Lily.
I wasn't really away for that long.
So wonderful for me, just to be able to stroll round the grounds with you two again. Oh, look, Jessica's started her workshop. What's that flying?
Harris Hawk.
Hope all the participants remembered to move their clocks on.
Yes, don't want anyone missing it.
Well, do you know any more about the people who bought Home Farmhouse?
They're a bit of a mystery, I'm afraid.
So, who's going to be at this tea party then?
Your grandma said it was just a family drop-in.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't have time to sort you out a Mother's Day present or anything.
Oh, Freddie, don't you worry about that. Lily gave me those lovely bath things. And your being home makes this the best Mother's Day I've ever had.
Lovely.
I still don't get why the Aldridges moved into such a small place. Surely they can afford better than Mike Tucker's old pad.
It's timing as much as anything, I think.
So much has happened. Adam and Ian and Lexi. And Tom getting married. If you hadn't mentioned it this morning,
I... You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I told you about it the week after it happened.
No.
I totally did. I know you're a bit out of it, but I thought you'd remember something like that.
Oh, your grandma did say her friend Leonard would be there. This afternoon, I mean.
I can't wait to meet him. Grandma's new fancy man.
Freddie.
Oh, have we got time to watch a bit of the falconry first?
Yeah, plenty. We don't have to be there until 2:30.
Oh, come on then.
It's good to see you back to your old self.
That's all in the past now.
You've dealt with it so well, Freddie. Hasn't he, Lily?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I'd keep an eye on that one. I thought she was starting a while back, but nothing's happened yet.
Okay.
Maybe give her another 20 minutes and then investigate.
Will do, Pip.
Oh, right, I'll leave you to it.
Are you going to be able to have a nap?
Yeah, hopefully. Toby said he'd take Rosie for a long walk.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, as long as it's not down the bull.
Oh, dear.
It's nearly over. Lamin and carving, I mean.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
You will be able to pop in this afternoon, won't you? Freddie's welcome home thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Josh is going to lend a hand in here, so between the four of us, we can all spend some time at the party.
Great. Oh, sorry, excuse me, Mum. I've got to have a word with Ben.
No problem.
Ben!
See you later.
Ben, have you got a minute?
I said I'd help Gran get this party ready.
Oh, hello, Bess. Good dog.
Yeah.
Don't let her jump up.
Oh, you're only saying hello, aren't you? I've just got something I'd like to ask you.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically, Toby and me, we'd like you to be Rose's godfather.
You what?
Yeah, we weren't sure how many was the right number, but it looks like two of each is quite normal, so we thought Lily and Xanthi, Rex and you.
No.
We know how much you love... I'm sorry.
I can't.
Well, why not?
Well, you know I adore Rosie. I'd do anything for her.
Oh, so?
But not that.
Why not?
I don't believe in God, do I? And don't get me started on religion. All the harm it's done over the centuries. The oppression, the lies, the corruption.
Well, yes, but I mean, well, this is just like a wedding or something. There's plenty of people who aren't religious have church weddings.
I never will. Why would I pretend to believe something I don't?
We thought you'd be pleased to be asked.
Well, you thought wrong. And when was the last time you went to church, anyway? Except weddings and funerals. You know you're going to have to stand up in front of people and say you believe in God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost and everything.
Yeah, I know. Alan explained all that.
And what did you say to him?
Well, I was honest. I said I wasn't sure.
And is that what you're going to say in church? I'm not sure, but there might be something in it. And anyway, I want a fancy day out for my baby.
Ben, don't be like that.
No, I thought not. You might not have any principles, Pip, but I have.
Ben?
Sorry, but no way.
Would you like a piece of this coffee cake, Leonard?
Oh, thank you, but I think I need a breather. I'm full up with sandwiches at the moment.
Oh, go on, Leonard, it's really good.
I'm sure it is.
Is that what first attracted you to Grandma? Her amazing cake-making abilities?
No, I think it was her lovely smile. But I must admit it
You're
is
right,
a bonus.
I think I might manage a small slice, Ruth.
Okay.
Are we expecting Shuno at all, or is she doing something with Dan?
No, he couldn't get away. You remember Leonard, he's a captain in the army.
Ah, yes.
Tanks. Tanks a million.
Shula's very excited about some art project she's got in mind for the church.
And what's that going to involve?
I'm not really sure. I don't think she is either, actually. But we'll hear more next Sunday. She's going to preach a sermon about it.
Is this at the same service as the christening?
That's right, Lily. Oh. So presumably she'll have firmed up her ideas by then.
And there are big changes for Alistair, aren't there?
He used to be married to Shula.
Yes, the vet.
Really nice chap. He wrote to me a lot when I was away.
He used to run his own practice, but as of tomorrow, he's working for a chain. Much more corporate.
And he's getting a new equine specialist to work with him. He can't wait.
Elizabeth? Kate?
Oh, thanks.
Lily, how's Russ?
Oh, he's fine. Yes, he's visiting his mum.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. Well, she must be about 120.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you know, just in this...
Tanks, you say? Would that be in the Royal Tank Regiment, then?
Yes. Excuse me.
Darling,
I expect Grandma could do with a hand in the kitchen.
Oh, Lily.
I'm helping out for a minute.
Right.
Grandma's just popped to the loo.
Right.
I think I might have eaten too many fatted calf sandwiches.
What, a fatted calf?
Other than that, I'm fine. Anyway, how's my goddaughter to be?
She's doing very well, aren't you? Oh, let's get your coat off, Rosie Posy.
Oh, look at her. Are you looking forward to Sunday?
I've ordered her the sweetest outfit. It's a little white dress with a frilly skirt and an Alice band to match.
Isn't there an Archer christening gown or something?
Yeah, too small. We left it too late.
Oh, yes.
But this really is lovely.
So you're going to look gorgeous, aren't you? Oh, it looks like I'd better up my game.
You always look fab.
Actually, I have got a really nice dress I was thinking of wearing, if it's not too cold in the church.
Well, I'm going to take a scarf, just in case.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, are you all set then?
Not exactly. We were hoping Ben would be the other godparent, but he doesn't want to be.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a bit of a row about it, actually.
Really?
Well, he's going to be here any moment. Oh, this tea party might be a bit awkward.
Why is that, Pip?
Ben said he won't be Rose's godfather because of his principles.
Principles?
I know. It's just my luck he chooses to have them now, with a service only a week away.
Yes, all right, Shula. I'll be in touch to arrange a time to come over.
See you.
Thanks for dropping by.
So, you're going to be painting Shula's horses, Leonard?
Oh, I'm going to try.
I can't wait to get back in the saddle again.
Never mind that, Freddy. You haven't told us what life was like inside.
Ben!
What was the food like? Did anyone escape?
Maybe now's not the time.
No, it's all right.
Seriously, though, were there lots of fights? Did anyone get shanked?
Pick up that tree, Ben.
What?
Help me clear away.
But I wanted to...
Now, please.
Can I help at all?
No, Leonard, you sit there. Ben's going to do it, aren't you?
Apparently.
Have you finished with that, Elizabeth?
Yes, thank you.
Could I get Pat's Lily?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Ben.
All right, I'm coming.
Bella, though, wasn't Josh keen on her?
He was.
Oh, poor thing.
No, he'd never admit it, but he had quite a strop when she started going out with Johnny.
I meant to say when he was here. Has he done something to his hair?
It's only what everyone was thinking.
That's not the point, Ben. You don't say something like that out loud in front of everybody.
Freddy probably wants to talk about it. I bet there are lots of things he wants to get off his chest.
Well, ask him privately, then. Poor Leonard didn't know where to look. While you're here, Pip said she'd asked you to be one of Rosie's godparents.
And I hope she told you I can't.
Won't you reconsider? It's a great honour.
Only if you mean it.
Don't you want to be part of a lovely family occasion?
Well, I'm not saying I won't be in the audience.
Congregation.
Whatever. But I won't be joining in with any of the words. And I certainly won't stand up in front of everyone and make a bunch of promises I can't keep.
Don't you think just this once?
No! Why does nobody get it? I'm sick and tired of this family. You're all so keen to please everyone.
Ben.
Let me through. And next time, don't go bleating to Mum about stuff.
I just wanted to tell him to be careful with Freddy.
I already said. But I think you probably worked out what that was about. I couldn't shift him, I'm afraid.
Thanks for trying.
Have you thought of asking Josh?
You are joking. You know how he gets when Rosie's around?
Well,
No, it's all right. Toby's got an old city mate, Ricardo.
Ricardo?
He's always willing to do a chap a good turn, Toby says. He's going to try him.
Well, that was a lovely afternoon, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. You must have eaten your own weight in cake, Freddy.
I'm thinking of taking it up as an Olympic sport. Oh.
What?
The Russmobile. He's back then.
He said he'd cook for us tonight. Isn't that kind of him?
Great.
You know, I'm quite whacked.
Are you?
I think I'll have a little lie down.
Okay, Mum.
If I'm not up for supper, can you just give me a call?
Yeah, we will.
How long are you going to be like this?
Like what?
Look, you might not like Ross, but you could be a bit more tactful in front of people.
What do you mean?
That crack earlier about his mum.
It was a joke.
Yeah, right.
Which I made to hide how I really feel about
him. Oh, you did a brilliant job of that.
I'm not superhuman, Lily.
Nor am I. How do you think I feel seeing everyone falling over themselves to welcome you home?
What's wrong with that?
When they were so horrible to Russ on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they were. They could obviously see what a sleazebag he is.
Oh, says the drug dealer.
And so can I. So don't expect me to play nice with him. These are my first few days of freedom, and I'm not going to let your ancient boyfriend ruin them.
Good morning. You must be Jacob.
Yes, Alistair Lloyd. How do you do?
You're nice and early.
Well, the surgery opens at 8, doesn't it?
Yes, but I meant on your first day. Anyway, let's get inside, get some coffee on. I'm a sort of new boy as well, of course.
I'm sorry?
My first day as part of Lovell James. New beginnings for both of us.
Not really. I've been with Lovell James for 3 years.
Yes, but not Lovell James Ambridge.
It's still veterinary medicine, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course.
I don't anticipate many changes.
No, right. After you.
Thank you. I'm told you have a nurse here.
Yes, Denise.
Yes?
Forgive me, Jacob, but you don't sound very Swedish.
No, my family moved to London from Stockholm when I was 5.
Oh, I see.
Denise, did you say?
Yes. She'll be here any minute. She's very much looking forward to meeting you.
Yes.
Right. Coffee. When Doug said you were from Stockholm, I just presumed. And then, obviously, with your name.
It's a mistake people often make.
But your parents, they're Swedish, are they?
Only one of them. My father.
Yeah, of course. With a surname like Hakansson, he'd have to be. And where do you live now?
Felpersham.
Ah, Felpersham, right. I live in the village here, just the other side of the green. Okay, let's get this brewing.
Yes? Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I have to go.
Right now?
Case of colic at Blake Down Stud.
Oh, I'll come with you, Jacob. I can introduce you to Sal Blake Down.
There's no need.
Okay. Plenty of coffee for me, then.
Another piece of toast, Freddy.
Ooh, yes, please. Why not?
Lily?
Hmm?
Would you like some toast?
No time. I need to get to work.
I think I might have one. You'll finish it if I only manage half a piece, won't you?
Almost certainly, Mum.
You had any thoughts about today?
Not sure. Maybe riding again.
When's your next meeting with the, what are they called?
Offender manager. Tomorrow. So I've got all of today free, and I'm not going to waste it staying in bed, like some people.
How Russ spends his time is none of your business.
It is when it's in my home.
Anyway, he's up now.
I don't care.
Well, if you don't care, why do you keep going on about it?
Come on, you two. I don't like it when you argue.
Tell him to stop all these little digs, then.
All I said was he had to...
Look, it's a lovely day outside there, Freddie. What do you think about a walk?
Are you all right, Tazza?
Hi, big man. Just waiting on the new batch of wieners.
Oh, g'day.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
Natasha him for your man, da?
She is, although I haven't seen much of her yet.
Have you known?
No, she got in late last night, and she was up at the Cracker Sparrows this morning. Cup of tea, quick shower, and she was off to her orchard.
An absence making the heart grow fonder, Tom.
Yeah, well.
And other parts.
Jazza.
What? I know what you honeymooning couples are like.
Well, they're not exactly honeymooning anymore.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi, Alistair. We haven't called you out, have we?
No, I just popped into the tea room.
To get a carry-out. Did you miss breakfast or
no? No. Anisha's replacement started today. A chap called Jakob. He's half Swedish.
Okay.
Denise said the Swedes have this thing called fika.
What's that when they sit at Scrans?
Taking time out to bond over coffee and cake. Lots of businesses do it, apparently. Very good for productivity.
Has Denise worked in Sweden, then?
Nope, she just shops at IKEA. Jakob and I had a bit of a false start this morning, so I thought it would be a nice way to welcome him properly.
That's a great idea. We should start doing that here.
You want to buy us all cake? You feel free, Jazz.
Nice try.
The Montbelliards are looking ready to calf.
Are they?
Yeah, well, three of them anyway. Johnny kept them back this morning. He's put them in the paddock behind the house so he and Dad can keep an eye on them.
Well, they're pretty easy carvers. Hopefully there shouldn't be too much trouble for him.
Fingers crossed.
Here's my van.
Right, Home Farm's my next port of call.
Have you seen Adam's new aquaponic system?
No, not yet. Sounds very interesting, though.
Yeah. Oh, will you be brushing up on your fish diseases?
I think I'll deal with one cold fish at a time. Thanks.
All right, we'll see ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Later's.
Okay, I'd better hitch up the power harrow. I want to work down the seedbed for the carrots. You okay to get these wieners unloaded?
Aye, leave it to me. And I'll crack on with moving the arcs and laying out the new enclosures.
Great. Well, I'll see you in a bit then. This is even better than walking around the grounds. It's like the top of the world. Top of Borsetshire, anyway.
It's not just the great views, is it? Little things you see on the way up, like the blackthorn starting to blossom.
Spring at last.
It was autumn the last time you were on Lakey Hill. Sheila and Alistair took you, didn't they?
I thought about it a lot when I was inside. I felt like I'd never come here again.
Freddie.
I'm sorry, Mum.
I know you are.
I truly am. Everything I've put you through.
It happened. It's over.
Is it, though? How are you doing?
Me? I'm fine.
Really?
You're home now, Freddie. That was my main worry.
Yeah. I've just had the best idea.
What?
Remember when we went bowling? Before I was sentenced?
Of course.
Let's do it again.
Yes. When were you thinking?
Today. Now.
Oh, I...
No time like the present, is there? Let's make the most of it.
Well, I was supposed to... No, I can cancel it. Yeah, let's go bowling.
Yay!
But this time you have to give me a chance to win.
And how was Sal Blakedown?
In what sense?
Well, she can be a bit suspicious of people she doesn't know.
Well, we've met before. It wasn't an issue.
Oh. Good. And the job?
Routine.
Colic, you say?
Spasmodic colic, yes.
Gorging on new grass?
Yes.
And the horse responded to treatment?
Antispasmodic, pain relief.
And a bit of walking around, I expect.
As I say, routine.
Yeah. Well, good.
Jacob, would you like to sit down?
I need to write up my notes.
Yes, so... but I'd like a little chat first. We didn't really have a chance to get to know each other earlier.
I hardly think we could do that in a quick conversation.
No, but, well, tell me a bit about yourself.
What would you like to know?
Well, where did you qualify?
Edinburgh.
Oh, very good. And have you always specialised in equine?
No.
Okay. Is there a Mrs. Hackinson?
There is not.
Ah. I'm single too. Well, divorced. And you live in Felpisham?
As I said.
So might you be contemplating a move to Ambridge sometime in the future?
I think it's very unlikely. Alistair, I would like to write up
your
my notes.
Your notes, absolutely. But perhaps before that, you might like to join Denise and me for some fika.
Fika?
In honour of your Swedish ancestry, I visited our local tea room and brought back some of their finest offerings.
I'm sorry. I don't eat cake.
OK, Mum, look at this. God, 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 yes!
A strike! Woo! No, you're just too good for me.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, well, I said I'd be in. I've moved the arcs and I'm putting up the electric fences.
Why are you in Tarbats?
Because Tarbats is the next field in the rotation.
No, we've had to change the order because of the new trees and the Montbelliards grazing.
Nah, nice try, Tom, but it's gone 12, man.
What?
So you're the April Fool?
No, I'm not fooling. I told you about it a couple of weeks ago.
You didn't he?
I did. You were probably hungover or not listening as usual.
Now, wait a minute, pal. I don't know what year he's been filling since he hooked up with you and Natasha, but it hasn't been my pegs.
That is rubbish.
You never told me the rotation had changed.
I did, and I'm telling you again. You're going to have to move this lot to 6 acre.
You're joking. It's not my cock-up.
You can't move the pigs here.
Enjoy wasting my time, do you?
If you only listened when I said things...
Have you didn't spraff such garbage?
I mean it, Jazza.
Okay, but you're going to have to help me.
Me? Yeah, like I've got the time.
Like I've got the time. Teach you to communicate better in future.
How old do you think they were?
I don't know. The little one could barely hold the ball, though.
The 1-3 pocket! Aim for the 1-3 pocket!
What are you going on about?
Oh, you had to be there, Lily.
Beware.
Oh, we went bowling. Ask me who won.
Who
me?
Won?
Me? Ask me what score I got.
What score did you get?
103!
Yeah. I didn't do very well.
Oh, but the best thing was this guy in the lane next door. Oh, talk about competitive dad.
His poor children just wanted to have a bit of fun.
Every time he got a good score, he was dancing around, chanting.
Mind you, I know someone else who did a bit of that.
OK, fair comment.
Sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, and it didn't stop at the bowling. Then we got pizza. Then we went clothes shopping.
How long did that take?
What do you think of Freddie's new shirt?
Hmm?
But didn't you have a therapy appointment today?
Well, yes, I did.
You didn't say.
I cancelled it. That was the phone call I made.
Mum?
I was having such fun with Freddie, darling.
It's only an hour.
It's got to be better than any counselling.
I'm sure it was very enjoyable. But you know how important it is to keep up with these sessions.
I do.
It won't hurt to miss one. You can always rearrange, can't you, Mum?
Of course. And I will.
OK. Well, I'm glad you had a good day.
We did. Now, I think I'd better go and see how Russ is getting on in the kitchen.
She shouldn't have done that.
Oh, lighten up.
This therapy is so important.
I know.
She needs to get to the appointments regularly.
But it was just the one.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the only person who's suffered, Freddie. You don't have a clue what it's been like around here.
How do? Afternoon. Is anyone serving? Susan's just looking in the stockroom for me. They've had a delivery, but it's not been sorted yet.
Right. What are you after?
Couscous.
Sounds exotic.
Not really.
Cook a lot, do you?
At the moment, yes. I'm doing most of the cooking for my girlfriend and her family.
At Lowell Arksley.
How do you...
Well, saw you with Lily at the Canterbury Tales.
Oh.
You're a teacher, ain't you? A lecturer.
I used to be.
Well, yes, yeah, someone said you and Lily met at Borchester College.
I was never her tutor.
No.
And I don't work there anymore, which was my choice.
But I was wondering if you...
I resigned from teaching, but purely so I could concentrate on art.
Art?
Yes. I work as an artist now.
Oh. Was that your subject then?
It was.
Shame. Yeah, my stepdaughter's struggling a bit with maths at the moment. I was maybe thinking about getting a bit of private tuition for her.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you were a maths teacher. Ah, all right, Rory.
Hey, Will.
No, sorry.
Well, maybe new one that does private lessons on the side?
I'm not really in contact with my former colleagues, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, never mind. So you're chief cook and bottle washer, then?
Well, Lily has a new job, so she's pretty busy, and her brother's recently returned from being away.
Yeah, I know about Freddy. After 6 months of prison food, I bet he's eating for England.
He does seem to have quite an appetite, although whether he actually appreciates... Of course, his mother and sister are over the moon to have him home again.
Yeah, stands to reason.
You all right, Mr. Jones?
Fine, thank you.
Is anyone serving?
Well, Susan's in the stockroom.
Susan? I think I'm going to have to come back later. I'm due at the church to talk about an art project.
Okay.
Hope you sort out your daughter's maths.
Thanks.
Nice to see you, Mr. Jones. So, Mia's having trouble with maths?
Well, you know, with her schoolwork generally. Yeah, her teachers say her grades are dropping.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I'm most worried about her maths. Because it's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, everywhere seems to need it, yeah.
Mm. And she always enjoyed it before.
Well, what's she having difficulty with?
Oh, stuff like trigonometry.
Uh-huh.
I tried to help her, but it all changed since I'd done that sort of thing. And to be honest, I were never much good at maths at school. And it all ended a bit badly.
School?
Me trying to help Mia. Oh, she got upset.
Oh.
I think I might have made it worse.
Yeah. Oh, that's a shame. You know, I'm not bad at maths.
Yeah? Well, I don't suppose...
I mean, maybe I could pop round some time and see if I could give her a hand.
Would you? When could you do that?
Well, to be honest, I'm not doing much this afternoon. How about now?
Well, no, she's at school.
Oh, of course. Different holidays.
Well, could you come a bit later? You know, when she'll be home?
Sure thing. Assuming we ever get served here.
Yeah. Susan!
I have couscous.
Oh, good.
So I'll do that Moroccan chicken thing.
Okay.
You said you liked it the last time.
Yes, it sounds delicious, Russ.
And my meeting went well? With Shula. Quite inspiring, actually.
Oh, good.
Well, for me, anyway. Hope it was for her.
I'm sure it was.
I think I've helped open her eyes to some of the visual art possibilities for this church project. Not that that's the only medium she's considering.
Russ.
She came with me when I went back to the shop. Susan is such a gossip, isn't she? Gave Shula a complete interrogation about the new vet who started with Alistair. Shula couldn't help her much.
No.
You could see Susan was absolutely bursting to know more.
She will soon enough, I expect.
It's nice for someone else to be the subject of village discussions for a change.
Yes. Russ, I wanted to say, while Freddie's with his offender manager...
Yes?
I know since he came home he's been... Well, you might have found him a bit...
Rude.
I really am so sorry about it.
It's not for you to apologise, Elizabeth.
Obviously, the practicalities of your situation...
Practicalities?
You and Lily being together, living here in the flat...
It's not a particularly unconventional arrangement.
No, but it's new to him. He just needs to get used to it.
I can't disagree with you there.
I know it hasn't been easy for you, but I hope you can make allowances, you know, while he adjusts.
I'll do my best. For you and Lily, if nothing else.
Thank you.
Can I get you anything, Elizabeth?
No, I'm fine, really.
Right. I think I might do some sketching.
Okay.
Let me know if you change your mind.
Well, she's in the dining room, doing her homework.
Okay. Hey there.
Oh, hi, Rory.
I hope this is all right. I mean, I'm not a teacher or anything, but if I can help...
Oh, it's good of him to offer, isn't it, Mia?
Thanks, Rory.
Okay, well, I've got some paperwork to do. I'll be in the lounge if you need me.
Okay, well... Right. Maths, then.
Yep.
Will said you were having trouble with trig.
Oh, sorry, Russ. I didn't realise you were in here.
Just working up some thoughts about Shula's project. She's wondering about basing it on the Stations of the Cross.
Okay.
14 locations, each one with its own image representing a moment on the day of the crucifixion.
Oh, yeah, there, that rings a bell. But isn't that a Catholic thing?
Presumably not, as Shula's considering it.
No, fair enough.
I'm not a churchgoer, of course, but I was aware of it through art history. Thought it might work as a trail through the village, marked by plaques.
Oh, I see.
A linking theme, but different content in each one.
That's very good.
It's just a doodle, really.
No,
Yes?
I came in here for something. What on earth was it?
You're right, Elizabeth.
Yes, absolutely.
How are you feeling?
Wonderful, of course. It's so good to have Freddy back.
Look, while you think about what it is you're after, why don't I make some tea?
I don't want a holiday, Pete. Yeah, and I couldn't have one, even if I did, because there's too much to do. Well, lots of things. Well, I don't care about other keepers. Look, Pete, don't you tell me how to do my job, all right? Idiot. What are they playing at?
Yeah, remember that funny old rhyme? Silly old Harry can always handle the odd accident.
No.
Is everything because all right?
It's fine, Will.
She's doing really well.
Yeah, it all sounds a bit hilarious in here.
That's Rory.
It's you I keep hearing.
No, I mean, he keeps making these terrible jokes to explain what he means. Like,
no, it's silly... all right. I don't need to know as long as you're learning.
I am.
All right, then. Just as long as you are.
I'm just so annoyed with myself.
Go on.
All I've wanted these past 6 months, all I've dreamed about, is for Freddy to be back here at home.
And now he is.
And I feel terrible. I mean, Jamila told me not to expect miracles, but I hoped it would at least be a turning point. I mean, don't get me wrong, Russ, it is wonderful to have him back.
Naturally.
And we had such a lovely day yesterday, but this morning... Well, I woke up feeling just as anxious as usual, and when I finally managed to pull myself out of bed... I've been exhausted.
It was a very active day.
Yeah, I suppose I might have overdone it a bit, but I still can't stop worrying. You know, how is Freddy really feeling? Has he been damaged? Will he be able to find a job? How he's been with you?
Well, don't worry about that, at least.
Yeah, but I do, and now on top of all that, I'm frustrated as well. I'm more than frustrated. I'm angry that I can't snap out of it.
But surely you know by now that this isn't something you can just snap out of, Elizabeth.
Yes, but... so fed up with feeling like this.
I understand. But you're suffering from an illness, and it won't vanish just like that, no matter how many good things happen. You need to be realistic, and that means expecting a gradual improvement, with lots of ups and downs on the way.
Yeah, that's what Jamila says.
And I'm sure I've seen a steady improvement in you. When you think how you have been at your worst moments...
Perhaps.
But it's not a linear process. And while Freddy coming out of prison is obviously very welcome for you, it inevitably brings its own stresses and anxieties. You asked me to give Freddy time to adjust to things.
Yes.
I think you need to take that advice and apply it to yourself.
Probably right.
And not expect anything to be a magic bullet. You've got your medication, your therapy.
Yes, I need to see if I can get another appointment this week.
Keep plugging away at those.
You're right. Just got to accept there's a long way to go, haven't I?
Well, how's it going, you two?
Yeah, actually, I think it's about time to stop. I don't know about you, Mia, but my brain's starting to hurt.
I'm all right.
Yeah, she's done really well.
Well, you're getting the hang of it now.
I think so.
We've just gone through some of the exercises in her textbook, and she stormed them.
Oh, I only got 5 out of 6.
Yeah, but that was only because you misunderstood the last question. You got the method right, so you'd get marks for that in the exam.
Oh, Rory was awesome, Will. The way he explained it so clearly, I understood it for the very first time. And I know it sounds like we was having fun, but see, that's what helped me remember things.
Well, that's okay.
Thanks so much. Oh,
that's all right. You're welcome.
Can you do the same thing for expanding brackets and factorisation?
Oh.
Yeah, I think we've done enough for today.
Oh, no, I mean, come back some other time?
Well, I don't know, sweetheart. It was nice of Rory to offer, but we don't want to take advantage.
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Yes.
Maybe if I came once a week while I'm on my Easter holes.
Oh, well, that'd be amazing, if you really don't mind.
Yeah, the way Mia picked this up, it'd probably be all she needs. And what else would I be doing? Hanging around the bus shelter, frightening old ladies.
Right, what do you fancy for tea then, Will? I'll have a look what there is, shall I? See you next week then, Rory.
Okay. Well,
thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, actually, I enjoyed it. She's a great kid and she worked really hard.
I should really pay you for your time.
Oh, no. I said I'd do it as a favour to Mia. I should stick to that.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll bung me dad something towards this pay for a favour thing.
Well, if you like.
Well, it's a really good cause. You know, very close to my heart.
Well, that's fine by me.
Hmm. Well, thanks again.
I'll leave you to your paperwork.
Yeah.
Although, I thought gamekeeping was all done outdoors.
Oh, Martin Gibson's asked me to look at ways of cutting costs.
Sounds like a pain.
No, actually, it's about time some changes were made to this shoot.
You're as bad as Johnny.
What do you mean?
You can't stop looking at them either, can you?
Oh, it's just passing. Thought I'd take a quick look.
Yeah, I believe you.
They are taking their time though, Dad, don't you think?
Yes. And that's exactly what we can expect them to do, Helen. They'll carve when they're ready, no matter how many times we check on them. You and Johnny are like a pair of expectant parents. I swear he sets his alarm for the middle of the night and checks them with a torch.
Well, it's important, Dad. These calves are going to mark the new era of cheesemaking at Bridge Farm.
I know. And I'm not blaming Johnny for being anxious. It's quite endearing, really.
Helen, yeah, there's a van in the yard with a delivery for you.
Oh, my goodness. Be my new cheese vat and piercer at last.
Yeah, it's all right. He's not going anywhere.
She's a bit hyper, isn't she?
Just a little keyed up, waiting for these ladies to do their stuff so she can start making Borsetshire Blue Mark 2.
Mm. Any signs?
Oh, they're getting there. And as I was saying to her, everyone just needs to be patient. Nature works to her own timetable. Not ours.
No, I said, was Will, man, you're looking off your tail the day and he bit my head off.
Well, he can be a bit volatile.
I mean, it was 7 in the morning, we were both out working. No shame in being a bit knackered, but you'd think I called him a wuss or something.
Who's this, Jazz?
Will Grundy, Mr. Congeniality.
Easy to say the wrong thing to Will.
You're telling me? I mean, it's something and nothing, but the man could lighten up a bit.
What can I get you, Roy?
Oh, pint of Shires, please.
Coming up. Got a day off, have you?
Yeah, been doing some odd jobs around the house and thought I deserved a treat.
Quite right. And does that include treating yourself to lunch?
I think it might. What's Wayne's special sandwich today?
Provencal tuna.
Hmm. Where's your missus off to, Kenton?
What, Jolene?
I saw her getting a taxi early doors.
Well, she's on tour as of tomorrow. Backing singer for Finn Buckley.
Never heard of him.
Oh, he's a rising star on the country scene.
And she's excited, being back on the road after all these years.
Oh, yes. Bit nervous, too.
She'll be fine.
I mean, she's done plenty of touring herself in the past, but this is a step up. Tour bus, roadies, riders, the full works.
You're going to go and see her perform?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
Well, you know, a whole night of country music.
If it was prog rock, he'd be jumping for joy.
I couldn't possibly comment. So, special sandwich then, Roy? Seared tuna, olives, artichokes, hard-boiled eggs, roasted peppers?
I think I'll just have the ham and tomato.
You really sold that, you and Kenton?
With
chunky chips.
No problem. Right. What's this that Kate's up to now?
I don't know. I stay well away from Kate's antics.
Well, word is she's hosting a gang of city kids in her yurts next week.
News to me.
Derek Fletcher's going bonkers about it.
How can you tell? Well, the man's bonkers anyway.
He reckons Ambridge is going to be overrun by urban lowlifes.
This is just what the place needs. Liven it up a bit.
Scruff gin coming through?
Oh, thanks, Tobes. Just stick it on the end there, will you?
OK.
Open a tab, will
you? No, I'll pay now.
Oh, right you are. That's 10:45. Christening all in hand, is it?
Oh, don't ask.
It really isn't it with the old conversation skills there, Kent?
It'd be fine if people didn't get so het up about the religion thing.
People?
Well, mainly Ben. I've had to call in a favour from an old mate who is at this moment rearranging his whole weekend so he can be Rosie's godfather.
Oh, I'd have done it.
No offence, but if anyone's going to be a bad example to Rosie, it'll be me. I don't want two flakes on board.
Oh, takes one to know one.
Oh, yeah, shut up, you, and pay your bill. Contactless?
Yeah. We just wanted a nice public ceremony to welcome the kid into the community and please the family. If it makes Jill happy and shuts my dad up, what's the problem?
I'm not arguing with you.
I'm just going to go and make a call. Need to check about indoor nets tonight.
OK. Well, and how are things going with our milk gin?
Milk gin?
Yeah, it's where you make the base spirit from whey.
You're a strange man, Toby Fairbrother.
Look, basically, Rosie's stuff has just blown it out of the water. Pip's been so busy with lambing and carving, so I've been babysitting, and then with the christening as well.
Gin for milk? I'm shuddering here.
I've done a bit of research on the method in between nappy changes.
Enough. I'm going to talk to Roy. Send my pie out when it comes, eh?
Yeah, will do.
But that's it. It's just, you know, broken nights. Not getting much sleep. My brain's a bit of a mush.
Well, you need to make a start, though. You want it to be ready for Christmas, don't you?
Well, yeah, maybe not this Christmas.
Have you done anything about sorting the whey yet?
No.
Because without that, you haven't got a product, have you?
Yeah, I take your point.
Look, if I were you, I'd get straight round to Bridge Farm and get Helen on board.
All right, then. I will. Helen, hope you don't mind me dropping by. I've got a tasty business proposal for you.
Toby, get out!
I just wanted to...
Did you not see the signs?
Signs?
You can't just come in here without the proper gear.
Oh, okay.
What
okay, okay.
are you thinking?
Helen, I really am sorry.
You worked in food and drink production.
Yeah, I just didn't think...
What do you want, Toby? Because I'm very busy.
Sure.
I've got to install my new cheese vat, and there's 1,001 things to do before I start my next batch.
Yes, I won't keep you long. Two words, milk gin.
I'm sorry?
You know how well Scruff Gin has been doing.
Has it?
Oh, yeah, it's been going gangbusters. So what I want to do is build on that with a very unique brand extension. How it would work is I'd take the whey that's left over from your cheese making.
All of it?
Well, I don't know. Some of it. Maybe all of it. It depends.
Go on.
And then I'd distill it into a spirit. And then add specially selected botanicals. Mm,
such as?
I'd have to work that out. Trial and error, you know. But I think it'd make a brilliant gin.
And you'd do this at Hollow Tree?
Yes.
How would you transport the whey there? And how much would you pay for it? I've got no idea what the going rate is.
Me neither. But we can work all that out. Honestly, I think I'm onto a winner here. There's almost no one else doing this.
Yeah, for a reason, probably.
No, seriously. I reckon this will take Scruff to the next level.
I'm sorry, Toby, I really can't...
What are they up to?
Looks like some of the pigs have got out into home field.
Home field?
One of the agroforestry plantations. It's full of baby trees.
Yeah, the trees aren't fenced off yet. They'll destroy them.
Why did you not shut the gate?
I shouldn't have needed to if you'd done your job properly in Six Acre.
I did do my job properly.
Oh, yeah, like setting up in the entire wrong field.
That was your fault.
No, you couldn't have rigged the fence properly.
Of course I did, Tom. Have you only picked a field so close to the trees?
Do you want me to pick Henry up from school?
Well, I should do it, really.
Oh, no, Helen. You wasted enough of your time helping round up those pigs. I'll pop over there in a few minutes.
Oh, thanks, Dad. It would be a help.
cheese-making, science and art. Pretty hefty tome.
I thought I needed to go back to first principles. Look what I found.
What's that?
Remember when I won that silver for Borsetshire Blue?
In the British Cheese Awards? Of course I do.
2007. Seems like a very long time ago.
Still one of my proudest moments, seeing you on that stage.
Well, this is the makesheet for the winning batch. Whatever I had then, I just wish I could recapture it.
I know it's tempting to look back. I'm a past master at it. But I don't think there's much point in trying to relive 12 years ago, no matter how triumphant it was.
No.
The milk you're going to get from the Montbelliards is going to be a bit different from our old herd.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure you'll find you'll have to make lots of subtle changes. Don't look so worried, love.
It's terrifying, though. So much is riding on this. We've bought the parlour, the cows, promised Johnny a long-term job.
You need to have faith in yourself. You're a good cheesemaker. The award proved that.
I just feel like I'm on a cliff edge. I've got to jump, but I'm afraid of falling. Falling and failing.
No, no. You're going to jump and fly. I know it.
I hope so, Dad. Because I'm not sure I can bear to fail again.
Well, Chris is going to give Tracy a few more, then we'll swap over.
Yeah, okay, Roy.
So, the pigs got out.
Oh, I half suspect Jazza did it on purpose.
Really?
Yeah, because he was so teed off about having to move everything from Tarbutts.
Well, even Jazza wouldn't stoop to that, surely?
No, maybe not. Yeah, and to be fair, there wasn't that much damage in the end. They'd only dug up a few of the hazel whips.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap to replace. You know, if we hadn't got there so quickly...
Yeah, but you did.
Already had one lot of wasted work this week. You know, not to mention the money it might have cost us.
Looks like it was a lucky escape.
Twice in 3 days the pigs have been a pain. As if I don't have enough to do.
Tom, is this just about the pigs?
What do you mean?
You've been right off form tonight, and you've had a face on you like a kicked backside. I mean, what's up?
I wasn't spying or anything.
Right.
But I found out, by accident, that Natasha's got a lot of debts.
Debts? Like gambling? Or...
No, the credit cards, store cards, a fistful of them.
How much in total?
About 15 grand in total.
Oh, wow.
Well, they keep coming out of the woodwork, that's the trouble.
Well, 15K doesn't sound too bad.
Really? Do you owe that sort of money? You know, on clothes and shoes and meals out?
No, nothing like. But, I mean, she must be making a lot more than me.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if I've overreacted.
Why? What have you done?
Insisting we take the flat over the shop.
Oh.
Rather than the fancy place she wanted.
That was because of that, was it?
Oh, I've hardly seen her the last few days.
Reckon she's a bit miffed with you?
Yeah, but like you say, she's a successful businesswoman. She says it's just what everyone does.
Well, some people, yeah.
What do you think?
Me? Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
It's not for me to say.
Oh, please, Roy.
Well, if you'd said it was 50 grand, I might be worried.
Might be?
I would be. But lots of people live on plastic nowadays. I mean, January's always a bit of a stretch for me. I mean, I have to buy Christmas presents for the girls.
Yeah.
Is she keeping up the payments? At least the minimum, I mean.
Well, I think so.
No sign of CCJs? No debt collectors coming round?
Oh, what? No. Nothing like that. Oh, I've gone over the top, haven't I?
Maybe a bit.
But the trouble is, it's the way it came out of the blue. No, I just wonder what else she hasn't thought to tell me.
Good morning.
You're up early, Dad.
I have a shift at the shop. Is there sufficient tea in this pot for me to have some?
Help yourself.
Thank you.
Dad?
Yes?
When does your shift finish?
1 o'clock.
Would you like to join me at the surgery for lunch when you're done?
At the surgery?
Yes.
That's a rather unusual invitation, Alistair.
I thought you might like to meet Jacob.
Oh, I'm in no hurry, thank you. It'll happen in due course, I'm sure.
Please?
I'm sorry?
I'm desperate. I've done my best, but he's so reticent. I can barely get a word out of him.
And do you think I might be able to?
At least it would dilute the atmosphere a bit.
Good girl. Good girl.
Mum's so pleased they've decided to have Rosie baptised. And so am I.
Are you?
Yeah, I was a bit worried that they wouldn't bother. Or just have a naming ceremony.
Aren't they pretty much the same thing?
Well, not from my perspective, Freddie. I know there's an element of welcoming the child into the world, but it's really only a social thing, just another excuse for a party.
So...
Well, baptism's about so much more. It's the first step on Rosie's journey as a Christian. It gives her a proper start in life.
There's a party as well, Auntie Sheila, afterwards.
Oh, well, I'm not opposed to that. You must be pleased you're out in time for it.
Sure, I guess.
Especially as you missed Tom and Natasha's wedding.
Oh, what happened there? That must have been a right whirlwind.
Yes, we were all rather taken on the hop. They only told Pat and Tony the week before.
Oh, you're raring to go, aren't you, Cintra?
Well, you're pretty raring yourself. Is this the third time this week?
Yeah. Riding is just about the total opposite of being banged up.
I can imagine.
The freedom, the... Well, the sheer joy of it.
Absolutely. Freddie, you know if you ever
wanted... Let's get you outside, shall we? Oh, gosh. Who's she?
Oh, that's Francesca. She's quite new.
Right.
Would you like me to introduce you?
No. That's fine, thanks.
She's about your age. She's done A-levels, and now...
Maybe, but... She's hardly likely to be interested in a jailbird, is she?
I expect your granddad's told you the same thing. I know, but you just have to be patient, Johnny. That's all right. Let me know how they get on. Okay, bye.
What's the problem?
No problem, Jacob. Just some heifers in the early stages, getting ready to calve.
But no problems?
Johnny can't wait for things to get going.
Well, phoning you isn't going to speed things up.
No, but...
I don't understand what he was hoping to gain from the call.
He's young and keen, that's all.
Very odd.
He just wanted... Oh, never mind. Come on, Dad. Where are you?
You're looking well, Shula.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Things do seem to have improved lately.
Good. Well, I won't keep you.
I think it's because of a project I've started working on.
I'm meeting Alistair for lunch.
It's to do with the church.
Oh.
Shula! Shula!
What on earth's going on?
Freddie, are you okay?
Shula, there's been an accident. Someone's been thrown and the horse has hurt itself.
Oh, no. Where?
The outdoor school. It's running around like a mad thing.
Oh, Freddie, go and see if anyone's in the surgery. Bring them over there, quick.
Okay. Will do!
Oh, Jim... Can you come with me? They'll need some help.
Right.
What is wrong with the woman in your village shop?
What woman?
The one who keeps interrogating me.
Ah, I think that might be Susan. You have to make allowances for her.
Why does she appear to need my
Alistair?
Full CV before I can buy a bottle of milk?
Alistair, oh, sorry.
What's up, Freddie?
Emergency with a horse. You'll need it outside.
It's me! Steady! Steady, boy!
Shula, are you okay?
Alistair, please go to the other side of the horse.
All right.
Get him under control.
I'll take this lady into the house.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Who's the rider?
Come on, you.
Oh, Celia Hampton.
Is there anything I can do?
Just stand well back while I sedate him.
Are you not going to put a bandage on?
No. In my experience, it makes the animal more distressed.
Are you sure?
I think we can probably trust Jacob on this, Shula.
It's an unusual injury, but
Luckily, I saw one a few years ago.
I've never seen it, I must admit.
So the tendon...
slipped off the side of the hock. Yeah. Must have been very frightening.
That's why he was so hard to control.
Oh, it looks like he's waking up.
No, sedation's wearing off. But by now, the pain relief will have taken effect. Excuse me.
So I didn't realise you were doing the sermon on Sunday.
Yes.
Is that normal at a christening?
For a family member to preach? Mm. No, not at all. It's just a happy coincidence. It happened to be the service that Alan had already suggested.
So this service, is it just the christening?
Oh, no, Alistair, it's the regular morning prayer as well.
Huh? I hadn't realised.
The baptism takes place as part of it. This is for my niece's little girl.
I see. It's nice for you to be taking part in it.
Yes. Although I was a bit worried about the music for a while.
Why's that?
The organist. It looked like Valda was going to have to come out of retirement.
Valda?
Oh, don't get Shula started on Valda.
Oh, she does her best, poor thing. But as it was a special service, our regular chap cancelled something else.
That's Patrick, isn't it? Mm. The wildlife guy.
Yeah. Such a commitment. With the other parishes as well. And sometimes he's got wildlife trust work at the weekend, so it's not ideal.
Mm. I play the organ.
Do you?
Well, mainly piano nowadays, but I played church organ when I was younger.
Oh, really?
I'd welcome the opportunity to play again if you thought it might be appropriate.
May I mention this to our vicar?
Certainly.
Wonderful.
Oh, I've just thought. With all the excitement, I haven't untacked Sintra yet.
Oh, one of the girls might have done it.
I'd better go and check. Thanks for letting me watch.
You're welcome.
It was very impressive.
It certainly was.
I should say.
Okay if I check on him later?
Yes, feel free.
How about a celebratory pint this evening, Jakob? Good chance for you to meet some of the other villagers.
Thank you, but I already have plans for this evening. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay. You see what he's like? I think he must have been carved from a glacier.
But what a find, though. He's obviously a brilliant horse vet.
Oh, you can't fault him professionally.
And he plays the organ. Looks pretty perfect to me.
Well, as long as he meets with your approval, that's fine.
I wonder if he might have some thoughts on my art project.
Oh, how's Celia, Dad?
Filling in the accident book with Joanne. She seems completely unfazed by the incident.
Oh, good-o.
Clearly made of sturdy stuff.
Oh, yes, that's Celia for you.
And how's the poor horse?
Jakob says that with care, there's no reason he shouldn't make a complete recovery.
That's good to hear.
Thank you for stepping in with her, Jim.
Oh, it was nothing.
Well, I'm very grateful anyway. Hey, what do you think, Alistair?
About what?
Jakob and my project.
Oh, I've no idea. Can you keep an eye on Kate, Spee? I'll just be a tick.
Okay. I was about to tell you before. I've decided I'd like to raise money for some sort of art project for the church.
Really?
I know you're not religious, Jim, but I'm sure you'd know how art can help us understand and explore spirituality.
I think the whole concept of spirituality is a very debatable notion.
Transcendence, then. Whatever you like to call it.
Actually, Shula, I'd rather not call it anything. One of the benefits of not being related to you anymore is that I no longer have to tolerate your strange love affair with an imaginary friend.
Jim, at least you could respect my beliefs.
Why? When you don't respect them yourself?
What do you mean?
Have you forgotten that barely a year ago you walked out on your husband, despite him begging you to stay?
Of course not.
Thus breaking the vows you made in the so-called sight of your so-called God.
It was a difficult decision.
And now, given all the things you could be doing with your time and energy, you want to spend it raising money for some vanity project.
It's not like that at all.
Is this some kind of penance? Do you think you can buy divine forgiveness by offering up a graven image?
No. Jim, I don't know why you're being so horrible about it.
I'm merely sharing a general opinion. You know what you are, Shula, don't you?
Dad said what?
He called me the worst kind of hypocrite.
Well, you know what he's like when it comes to religion. Red rag to a bull. Probably best not to go there.
But we did seem to be getting on so much better. You and I are, aren't we?
Of course. But however we are with each other, you can't blame Dad for feeling a bit protective of me. Hasn't been an easy year, and he's had a ringside seat.
But to call me a hypocrite...
You don't think that, do you?
Don't know quite what to say.
Alistair.
I'm sorry, but you did make that promise at our blessing, and you did break it. And okay, you could say I did too, but you're the one with the strong faith.
Oh.
I think it's something you've got to work out for yourself, Shula.
I couldn't bear it if that's what people thought of me.
Other people's opinions are their own business. I've had to learn that the hard way. You just have to ignore them and get on with your own life as best you can.
He hasn't put me off this art idea, you know. I really think it's a worthwhile thing.
Well, that's up to you.
How's the patient doing?
Oh, pretty well, considering.
Yep, Jakob did a very good job.
When it happened, I really thought the worst.
No, definitely not.
Thank goodness.
Right then, I need to get on with my calls. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Jakob said he'd check back in an hour or so.
Oh, righto. Freddie, about Francesca, you shouldn't feel she...
Please, Shula, can we just not go there?
OK. Got any plans for the afternoon?
Not really.
It must be wonderful to be able to come and go as you please, though. Huh. Freddie?
Yeah, except for weekly meetings with my offender manager.
Oh.
I can't stay one night away from home without getting permission first. And as for leaving the country, even for a day trip to France or something, well, forget it.
I didn't realise.
And if I don't toe the line, back inside. I saw that happen to plenty of people.
They take it seriously, then?
Very.
I'm sure that won't happen to you.
Oh, it definitely won't. I'll do anything, whatever it takes.
Oh, Freddie.
I'm never going back there.
Come on, it's lovely milk.
There's always one or two calves who don't get it, aren't there?
There, that's it now. There's a lot more in the feeder you'd after. Yeah, well done, well done. So when are you going to top dress Ashfield?
Ben's going to do it tomorrow.
Ben?
He lost the toss.
Oh, was this with your two-headed penny, Josh?
There you are.
Oh, is Rosie all right?
She's fine. Jill and Leonard are cooing over her.
Well, what's up?
Bad news from Ricardo.
What?
He's got to fly to Frankfurt.
When?
Now. He rang from the airport. Some flap about Brexit.
Oh, tell me he'll be back by Sunday.
He thinks not. So he's very sorry, but he can't be Rosie's godfather after all.
Oh, who is this bloke?
Ricardo. I haven't actually met him. Toby?
He's a colleague from back in the day when I worked in private equity.
So he's like a stranger?
Well,
who's never met Rosie?
Well, not yet.
And you're asking him to be godfather over me?
But you've shown about zero interest in being her uncle. Why would you be interested in being her godfather?
I love Rosie.
Do you?
Of course I do. Might be a bit rubbish at babies, but she won't stay like that forever, will she?
Oh, well, no. But, no, I mean, I just didn't think you'd want to stand up in church and make all those promises. And
why not?
You don't go to church.
Nor do you.
And, well, you basically leave the room whenever she starts crying.
Who likes the sound of a crying baby?
Mate.
So that's what you think of me, is it?
No.
Well, thanks a bunch. It's good to know where I stand in this family.
No, Josh.
Pip, just leave him.
We're trying to find a night to get together, have a drink to toss this freedom.
And I imagine you're not talking about a small glass of dry sherry.
No, I mean a proper drink. Well, quite a lot of drinks, I reckon.
Just make sure you keep him on the straight and narrow.
Freddie will be all right. He doesn't want to...
Oh, wow. Oh, well, would you look at that?
You see what's happened, Emma?
What?
This one here. She's had her calf all by herself.
Oh, good for her.
No help and nothing. I only checked on her dinner time. What a gorgeous calf.
Oh, yeah, very cute.
What do you think, Grandad? Reckon that one looks about ready too.
I think you could be right, Johnny.
Amazing.
Anyway...
Oh, sorry, Emma.
Pat was in the tea room earlier and said you had something for Peggy.
Oh, yes, her electric kettle. I've mended it.
So I'm heading over to the lodge now to clean, so I can take it if you like.
Oh, thanks very much.
Only Pat didn't know where it was.
Oh, come with me and I'll get it for you. Just be a minute, Johnny. Johnny?
Sorry, what was that?
I'll be back in a tick.
All right.
Did you ever see such a smile, Emma?
He looks really pleased, that's for sure.
This is a really big day for him.
You got it, Ed?
Yep.
Okay. One, two, three. Right. This way. There you go. And down. All right, just lean it against the wall.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with this gate, Tim.
No. Except you can see into their driveway from the road.
I suppose.
These rich folks like their privacy, don't they?
True.
And a new one will have that remote opening as well.
No, there's no chance of that one being left open by walkers.
Hey?
Yeah, when your cows got out last week.
Oh, yeah.
What a pain.
You said it. Ed, should we take a breather before we start dismantling the fixings?
Yeah, okay.
I've got a little proposition for you. Bit of extra work.
Oh, yeah?
It's a driving job. You like driving, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
Good. Good earner, no hassle.
Oh, tell me more.
Still no sign of any hooves?
Nothing.
Okay, get your jacket off.
I'm really worried, Grandad.
No, just keep calm.
Do you think she looks distressed?
Oh, maybe. A bit.
I've got to have been here an hour or more.
It's okay, Johnny. Have a feel inside and tell me what you think's going on.
All right. So, there's the head.
Yeah, good.
There's one front leg. There's two front legs.
Okay, so maybe it's just...
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Another leg. That's two front legs and a hind leg.
Oh, twins. Can I have a feel?
Yes, please.
That would explain why she's taking so long. Yes. Feels like one has presented okay. And the other, that one's coming backwards.
I'll call Alistair.
Oh, no. Cool your boots. This is a bit unusual, but I reckon you can handle it yourself.
Me?
All you've got to do is push the hind leg back in between the contractions.
I don't know.
Just try for a minute or two. See how you get on.
That's good money for a driving job.
Well, sometimes you've got to be available at short notice, and a lot of it's at night.
It's a funny time to deliver chemicals. What sort of stuff is it, Tim?
It's just the usual, pesticides, herbicides.
Well, who's the dealer? Is it someone I've heard of?
Nah, probably not. There's some things they like to keep on the down low, you know?
It's not a hooky, is it?
No.
Back of a lorry.
Mate, what do you think I am? Ain't nothing like that. It's just stuff that might not have gone through all the usual red tape.
Hmm.
You know, the paperwork and that, what bumps up the cost.
I'm not sure.
Oh, what's your problem, Ed? All we're doing is giving the finger to the big firms. They're fleecing blokes like you and me.
Yeah, all the
Why
same.
Shouldn't the little guys make some money once in a while?
No, fair enough, Tim. Don't get me wrong. I really appreciate the offer, but I don't think it's for me.
You don't?
No, I'm sorry.
Suit yourself. Right, we'd better get on then.
The shoulders are coming.
Tilt the jack down.
Okay.
Now, that's good. Now up again. A few more strokes.
Come on. She's coming. Come on, girl. We can do this. Is it all right?
Yeah. I'll look after this one. You get the ropes on the breech one.
Okay.
That'll be the really hard job.
It's stuck. It won't come any further.
Now give it a second. Work with the contractions.
Oh, I don't want to hurt it. Or the mum.
Don't worry, Johnny. You're doing fine.
Okay.
Look, the legs are coming.
Oh, yes.
That's it. Keep it up. Oh, well done, girl.
Please be all right.
Hindquarters. Okay, it'll probably come quickly now.
Yes.
She's not breathing.
Oh, Grandad.
Keep calm, you know what to do. Yeah. Clear her nostrils and squeeze the middle of her nose. I'll give her ribs a good rub.
Oh, please live. Please live.
Come on. Oh. Yes. You've done it.
I don't believe it.
Twin heifer calves.
Oh, that was intense.
Oh. They're a bit small, so we'll need to keep an eye on them, but the mum's doing a good job. I reckon they're going to be fine.
Thank you so much, Grandad.
Me? You did all the work.
You're right.
Of course you did. And I couldn't be more proud.
What a racket.
Dad separated them out for me while I was out. They're missing their mums. Take a couple of days before they calm down.
So guess what happened to me today?
I don't know, Em. You tell me.
After my shift at the tea room, I went along to the lodge, like usual, and Peggy said not to clean in the house.
No?
No, she wanted me outside, washing down woodwork and sweeping the patio and that.
So?
And when I finished, she gave me my money and said she wouldn't be needing me no more.
What?
Because, get this, Ed, Kate is going to be doing the cleaning from now on.
Kate?
You know I said she's moved in there.
Yeah, but well, Kate cleaning?
Exactly. As if she's going to do half as good a job as me. If anything, I thought Peggy might put my hours up because of the extra mess.
So, well, did she give you anything to say thanks, like a payoff?
Or not a penny.
It's a bit off.
A bit off? It's a total slap in the face. How long have I been cleaning that place? It's got to be like 5 years. She just lets me go like that. Jo is right.
About what?
Rich people. They don't give a monkeys about people like us. I could have done without this after the kids' birthdays, I can tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
Still, there's one good thing. I don't need to worry about being kicked off the parish council.
No?
I bumped into Jim on the way back. No one knows stand-in, so I won't have to fight to keep my seat.
Oh, that's good news. What's up, Tim?
I just dropped your drill and toolbox off in the yard.
In the yard?
Your dad said he'll store them in the barn.
But we'll be using them tomorrow, won't we?
No, I won't need you. I can finish that job by myself.
Well, you're never going to handle that gate on your own.
Don't you worry about me, son. I'll manage.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Bye.
That's just great coming on top of my news.
Yeah, too right.
Still, you're bound to get more work with him soon, aren't you?
Oh, let's hope so. It's been useful money, that.
Nice looking, sprayer?
Sprayer?
Slurry spreader? Seed drill?
How long have you lived on a farm, Toby? It's a baler.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. I knew that. Josh? Josh, please. Could you stop cleaning that just for a minute? I want to apologise.
Go on then.
I really am sorry. We both are. If we'd known how you felt, of course we'd have asked you to be Rosie's godfather. You'd have been our first choice.
Really?
Along with Rex? Totally. Yeah, but be fair. It's not like you gave us many clues, is it? Since Rosie's arrived, well, since Pip was pregnant, you've mostly complained about how much extra work it's made for you.
That doesn't mean
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I get it. We shouldn't have thought that meant you didn't care about her. So, now we've got that sorted out, would you?
Would I what?
Would you be Rosie's godfather?
You want me to be Rosie's godfather?
Yes, please.
This Sunday?
Yes.
I'm not sure what I'm doing this Sunday. I'll have to check my diary.
Come on, dude. Don't make me beg.
All right, then.
You will?
I just said so, didn't I?
You ledge! And you know it's quite religious. That doesn't bother you.
Well, I'm just saying things on her behalf, aren't I? It doesn't mean I have to join the choir or anything.
He said yes!
Oh, yes! Oh, I'm so pleased.
Pip, were you hiding?
Thank you so much, Josh. And I'm sorry about... Well, you know, the misunderstanding.
I guess I might have seemed a bit anti about Rosie, but I'm not. Not really.
I know. Oh, I am really grateful.
Ah, so there we are then. Sorted.
Your dad will be happy.
Your gran will be ecstatic.
Oh, when you spoke to gran, she was okay about the name?
Why would gran have a problem with Rosie's name?
Well, you see, what we did...
Jill's fine.
One of her middle names...
It's absolutely fine. Stop worrying. Your Aunt Shula's giving a sermon... Josh is godparent.
I suppose.
And little Rosie's being welcomed into the village.
You're right. It looks like we're all set for a perfect day.
Thank you.
You, while you're here, have a listen to this, would you?
Forest 404.
An environmental thriller for BBC Sounds.
I'm so sorry.
Meet Pan.
Oh, I did.
She lives a few centuries from now, after a data crash that wiped out most records of life.
Shunk.
So when she finds an old recording of a rainforest, she has no idea what it is.
Forest 404. Nine-part thriller, nine-part talk, nine-part soundscape.
Starring Pearl Mackie, Tanya Moody and Pippa Hayward, with theme music by Bonobo.
Subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Subscribe now.